when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Oh my, let's just jump right into another one, shall we? Yes, another round of polka music here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another show. Stack of records, they're just crying out to be played. So let's get to it. I got a bunch of records here, pretty sure. I've never made it out of the show before. Well, some of them have, but not all of them. So stand by. We got a bunch of records to play. What's going to happen? I don't know. I try to stay non-political on this show, and I'm going to continue to do that to the best of my ability, but I have a presidential record to play that I thought I'd play at first and just get it out of the way, because presidential stuff is kind of on everybody's mind right now. I don't care whose side you're on, the left, the right, the up, the down, whatever. No matter whose side you're on, it's on your mind. And this will take you back a ways. Remember the jelly bean president? Remember? Really digging those jelly beans. The Bob Sanders Orchestra actually did a song called the Jelly Bean President, and I'm pretty sure it's never been on the show before. It seems like this would be the week for some kind of a somewhat silly presidential song, right? Right, why not?
Well, they call me the Jelly Bean President. That's R-E-A-G-A and yes, sirree. I'm strictly for the big business people, and now I got the old folks mad at me. Oh, please pass the jelly beans, Nancy. I'll wash them down with a cup of tea. Now, if I had not won the election, all the Democrats would not be mad at me. Now, the food shortage is causing a crisis, and my jelly bean supply is getting lower. But I think I'll solve the problem, Nancy. I'll sit right back and yell for more. Oh, please pass the jelly beans, Nancy. I'll wash them down with a cup of tea. Now, if I had not won the election, I'd be back in California. That means the country finally got a president who's crazy over jelly beans. Oh, please pass the jelly beans, Nancy. I'll wash them down with a cup of tea. If only I had a foreign policy, all the Democrats would not be mad at me. Now I don't bump my head like Jerry, and I don't lust like Jimmy Nussery. But those Democrats are still out to get me, 'cause once I slept with a chimpanzee. Yes, once I slept with a chimpanzee. Oh, Bonzo, how could you do this to me?
Well, that was completely ridiculous. But hey, sometimes you need completely ridiculous, right? There's the Bob Sanders Orchestra getting us started on another show this week. That is the Jelly Bean President Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with us this week. Ah, what a week. Oh, man. That's all I'm going to say about that. Ooh, here's a good one, though. I have the Bellhops doing the Batman Polka. And we haven't heard this in a while. Batman is like my favorite superhero, because unlike other superheroes, Batman, you think about it, he did not have any superpowers, right? I mean, Superman could fly and, you know, faster than a speeding bullet and leaping over buildings and all that kind of stuff. And Spider-Man, of course, had the web thing that shoots out of him and all that kind of stuff. And they all kind of had superpowers. Batman did not have superpowers. Batman had two things: revenge on his mind and money. So he could build whatever he needed to fight crime. That was the deal with Batman. And, of course, he had Alfred to make sure the Batmobile was always shiny, you know? Anyway, here's the Bell Hops. This is the Batman Polka. And I notice on the record they spell Batman with two T's. And every time I see the record, I wonder if they did that for, like, copyright avoidance or trademark infringement or something, to say Batman with two T's. Or if there's just a typo on the record. I really don't know. But here are the Bell Hops.
TV, all that you see, stories of Robin and Batman. Big handsome guy, no wonder why, all of the girls go for Batman. I used to be first place, you see, until my sweetie saw Batman. He is her guy, and so am I, but I am next best to Batman. I called my girl, asked for a date. She must stay home to watch Batman. She cannot be bothered by me when crime must be solved by Batman. And if we go out to a dance, she talks all night about Batman. And in her purse, it's even worse, she carries pictures of Batman.
The Bell Hops there, and the Batman Polka. That's Batman with two T's here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Coming up, Langner Sisters right around the corner after we talk about a World of Accordions museum and make a little invitation for you to stop by when you have the opportunity. And if you're not going to be near Superior, Wisconsin anytime soon, remember that you can look them up on the interwebs, of course. It's just worldofaccordions.org. is where you find him. You can see some of the photos of some of the displays that they have there, and find out lots of information, really, a lot of historical information. And, of course, as we get into spring and summer, which is a long way away when we're sitting here in January, they'll have activities and stuff going on. Hopefully, COVID situation improves dramatically by springtime. I got my fingers crossed. I don't know about you, but I particularly am missing car show season. Check them out. Why don't you? Well, they have the accordion repair and technician school there. A lot of historical and educational material, music stuff, the beautiful concert hall. Look them up online. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them, all right? Here's the Langner Sisters, along with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. This is the If You Leave Me Polka.
I left you, I was all so sad and lonely, and my heart was broken all because of you. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I remember the good times we had together, how you promised that your love for me was true. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you.
They have it, the Langner Sisters, along with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, the If You Leave Me Polka. On Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another show. Stack of records to play every week. Glad you're along with us. Found us wherever you found us, on a radio station or a webcast or a web stream or a web thing or floating by in a stream. I don't know. Whatever it is, glad you found it. Hang on to it, because we'll be back next week, same place, same time, doing the same thing. Now, I have the Six Fat Dutchman over here on turntable number one doing the Mutt and Jeff Schottisch. How many of you remember Mutt and Jeff, the comic strip? If I recall, it's kind of famous for being like the first regular daily comic strip was Mutt and Jeff. And I wish I could remember. It started way back like in 1907 or 1904 or something like that. And it ran into the 1980s. And that was a long time for a comic strip, because, I mean, it ran long enough I remember reading it. I was not around in, like, 1910 reading comic strips, okay? But if you remember the Mutt and Jeff comic strip, I assume this song is named for them. Here are the Six Fat Dutchmen. This is the Mutt and Jeff Schottisch.
Thank you.
There you go. Music from the Six Fat Dutchmen there, the Mutt and Jeff Schottisch on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Say, now, if you wanted to get in touch with us, say you wanted to get a request or a dedication on the show, or you just wanted to say hi or, you know, generally harass me, you can do that. Many different ways, too, because we have technology. You can call and leave a voice message or send a text message to area code 218-259-2985. I was thinking I should get a singing jingle that sings that. Wouldn't it be more catchy? You'd be more likely to remember it if they went 218-259-2985. That'd be so cool. I need to get somebody who can do that. But yeah, you can voice message or text to that number. You can email, of course, oompahour@aol.com. And you can Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways, you get a message to us. And hey, I even write back most of the time. Unless I forget. Now, I have Marv Herzog over here, and every time I pull this 45, I play the Mickey Mouse Polka. All the time. And I thought this week I'd shake it up and flip it over and play Red Wing Polka on the other side, which I don't think I've ever done, because I go, ooh, the Mickey Mouse Polka, because that's kind of funny. And I believe that also has a reference to Batman in it, doesn't it? I think it does. But we're going to play the other side of the record. Here's Marv Herzog. This is the Red Wing Polka. Hey, have it, Red Wing Polka. That is Marv Herzog. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, coming to you from northern Minnesota, where I'm looking out the palatial windows here of the studios and enjoying nothing but pure white snow and gray sky. You know, when you think about it, we might as well just have black and white world like we used to have black and white TVs, because that's about what it looks like out there. But anyway, glad you're along for another show. Hope the music brightens up your day a little bit anyway, huh? Here's the Casinos and my sweetheart, Rosalinda.
Yes, I'm in love with my sweetheart, Rosalinda. Everybody knows that she's in love with me. I'll always love my sweetheart Rosalinda, because I know that she was meant for me. Just 7 days and 7 nights without her is just too long for us to be apart. I hope she never, ever, ever leaves me, because I know that it would break my heart. Yeah.
with my sweetheart Rosalinda, and everybody knows that she's in love with me. I'll always love my sweetheart Rosalinda, because I know that she was meant for me. Just 7 days and 7 nights without her, it's just too long for us to be apart. I hope she never, ever, ever leaves me, because I know that it would break my heart.
That's the Casinos. That is my sweetheart, Rosalinda, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your all-time oldie show. Hey, glad you're with us. Always having a good time here on the show, spinning the records, and a lot of times trying to clean the dirt off of them while the other record's playing, like this next one. Let's do the Pala Brothers Orchestra. Here's the Showtime Polka. Showtime Polka, Pala Brothers Orchestra, which is what I yell everybody in the family every week when it's time for this show. I'm going to the studio. It's showtime. And then an Oompa Hour comes out. It's amazing how that works out. I got to remember to find a waltz for the show here. I saw a couple of good waltz records go by while I was going through the records. And then I never remember what I was thinking about. How ridiculous is that? Here's Eddie Lash with his Star Concertina and the Just Because Polka.
Hey.
Wow, they just shut that sucker off at the end, didn't they? That is some hot concertina playing there. Eddie Lash on the Star Concertina. And Just Because here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I see on the record here, the king of the concertina. Yeah, well, compared to my playing, words don't even describe my playing. The words have not been invented yet. All right, we got to get a waltz into the show. Now's as good a time as any, I think. And this is a fun record because the record is 63 years old. 63? 62. What year is this? 63, I guess. 1958, anyway. There was a record made to celebrate the centennial of the great state of Minnesota, 1858 to 1958. And this is the Arbach Quintet, along with the Jolly Lumberjacks. And the record's on gold see-through vinyl. It says Minnesota Centennial on it with the state logo and all that fancy stuff. And this is our waltz. Get ready, dancers. Here's the Sky Blue Waters Waltz. Sky Blue Waters Waltz, celebrating the Minnesota Centennial back in 1958. The Arbach Quintet with the Jolly Lumberjacks here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I think the time has come for a little Frankie Yankovic. What do you think, huh? It's the Carol Ann Polka. I had to double-check the spelling on this one, because you have normal Carol, and then you have fancy Carol. See, fancy Carol has an E on the end, and a regular Carol does not have an E on the end. And this is regular Carol. And I'm sorry if your name is Carol and you don't spell it with an E, and that doesn't make you the fancy Carol. Maybe it makes you not the hoity-toity Carol. I don't know. I've said too much already. Here's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Thank you. Frank Yankovic and his Yanks there, Carol Ann Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Here's a good scratchy record. It's on Polka Land Records, but it says pop on the top of the record with a picture of a microphone. Normally it says Polka Land. I don't know what the deal is there, but out of Sheboygan. I just like saying Sheboygan. Here's Gene Heyer in the orchestra and the Bounce Polka. There you go. I saw you dancing out there, for Pete's sake. That is Gene Heyer and his orchestra. That's the Bounce Polka. A lot of good scratches on that record, too. Makes it more authentic, you know what I mean? You ready for a takeoff of the Beatles on a polka record? Sure! I'm always up for that. How many of you remember the Jolly Jays doing the Yellow Submarine Polka? See, the deal is they all live in a jolly submarine.
Swing it in, come sexy Rose. Rose.
Jolly Jays, and they're in a jolly submarine, apparently. I don't know. Well, yeah, I guess they had a bass in that song that didn't have a tuba. Hard to get a tuba into the submarine. You got to make special arrangements, I think. Anyway, here's Ted Bonk in the orchestra. This is At the Fair. Ted Bonk and the Orchestra at the Fair on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. What the heck is going on out there anyway, huh? Don't forget, if you have a request or dedication, shoot us an email at oompahour@aol.com. I actually do read the mail. I even write back, and I look to find the request, too, which is hard in a place that is completely this unorganized, you know what I mean? Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes are up next. Says right here on the record that they are the Wisconsin Polka Champions. Which brings to mind the brilliant idea of having, like, the Polka Olympics. Now, I don't know if you'd have to have polka-specific athletic events. You know, like doing the polka and, I don't know, what else would you do? Running around, changing the records? I don't know. Or would it have to be dancing or singing or what would be involved? I don't know. It just sounds like it would be a good time at the next big outdoor polka fest, huh? Somebody think about that, the Polka Olympics. Anyway, I think this has to do with singing and playing more than it does with, lifting heavy boxes of records. There you go, the records, the Polka Record Weightlifting Competition. Yeah, I better shut up before I think of any more ridiculous ideas. Here's Lover, Come Back to Me. We'll be right back.
may be apart and break each other's heart. Let's hear from you again. Don't let this be the end. My heart is sad and blue, sighing, crying for you.
There you go, Norm Dabrowski, the Happy Notes, and Lover Come Back to Me here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How about another duet, huh? Yeah, we will right after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Now then, I promised you another duet. I did. I just about knocked my keyboard on the floor here. Settle down. My gosh, getting kind of crazy here. I promised you a second duet, also out of the state of Wisconsin. Here's Bernie Roberts, save the words, Buster. One of those days, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, The West, A Nest, and You. And yes, it's another waltz.
Dreams would all come true. A cradle.
right, there you go. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra on a record that looks really beat up but sound pretty good. Looking how crummy it is. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra there. The West and Est and You here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. The old clock on the wall says just about time to wrap this baby up for another week. Let's go out on the Try It, You'll Like It polka. Here's the Dinah Dukes.
On Saturdays, I'd stay home alone. There was no one there to talk to, and no one I could phone. And then one day a friend came by and got me out of bed. He was going to a polka dance, and this is what he said.
Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. So I tried it and I liked it. Now I play them every day. Try if you'll like it, try if you'll like it, try if you'll like it, the polka's here to stay.
I have friends who have a band and they play rock and roll. I told them about polkas and they said it had no soul. I asked them if they ever gave polka music a try. They said no, so I looked at them and gave them this reply.
Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. So they tried it and they liked it. Now they play them every day. Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. The polka's here to stay.
One time I saw some dancers dancing to a shuffle beat. The rumba and the cha-cha, they could really move their feet. I asked them if they ever went to a polka dance. They said no, so then I said, give the dance a chance.
Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. So they tried it and they liked it. Now they dance it every day. Try if you'll like it, try if you'll like it, try if you'll like it, the polka's here to stay.
My friends out there in music land, don't condemn what you haven't tried. Come out to a polka dance, don't stay away and hide. The polka is the coming thing, so try it if you will. The happy sound of polkas will give you quite a thrill.
Try if you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. If you try it, you might like it. Then you'll play them every day. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. The polka's here to stay.
There you have it there, the Dinah Dukes there. Try it, you'll like it. That wraps up another Oompa Hour already. Wow, try it, you'll like it. If you're this far into this show, you've already tried it, and you apparently like it, or you wouldn't have been here for an hour, huh? It only makes sense to me.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, shall return in another week. That won't seem like that long. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!